Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Comedian Pat Godwin is here with us. You've already favored with a tune. Yeah. You got another one in mind?
Pat, well, I've actually heard that you do a Tom impression.
Oh, definitive. Yeah, I started it off, I think, years ago.
Oh, okay.
Tom would critique my work.
Gotcha.
And I used to do an impression of him in the studio. You do a terrific one.
Oh, thanks.
Now I think I'm just imitating yours, but I do Tom on the phone.
Oh, well, I think we all love
him. Here's Tom on the phone. Oh, he does that. I can't talk right now. I'm in the delivery room.
You're forgetting the best part of that is I called you.
As soon as you answer the phone, he's trying to get off.
Yeah,
that sounds like a hostage negotiation.
We do need to give credit where credit's due. Chick, I think, really. Laid the foundation.
It was either that or go even more insane. I already am.
We digress.
During the recording of A Good Beaver Gone Bad, he made me write about 72 verses, and none of them were good enough.
Of course not.
He said, "Boy, you're trying to be both meaningful and dirty, and you're neither."
That's a famous quote.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Batman.
We pulled it out of a hat.
Sure.
Actually. But you said you've got some new stuff. I haven't heard it. Let's.
We could go with a new. We could go with something.
Yeah, a classic. We haven't heard for a while.
What classic do you want? I think the kids out there would enjoy the Code. Since we're talking about you, how about we go with the Code song? You want to set up your code? You got a code. You want to do that?
Well, I live by a code.
He lives by many codes, actually.
Moral, ethical.
Just
about everything.
Yeah.
He won't. He doesn't like to go into any elevators that aren't Otis. He's brand loyal in his elevator.
Won't go into a gas station if they're refilling the tanks.
Right. He won't go into a bank when they have these.
Any store.
Right.
Any store. Okay.
If there's a Brinks truck in front of any store, I won't go anywhere near it.
For fear of.
Well, being the innocent bystander, I'm just walking in. You know,
riddled with bullets. You see it all.
Went in there to buy a frisbee, and the next thing I know, I'm getting bullets in the head.
That's right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Gas tanker, Tom won't pump. Public restrooms, he won't dump. On the phone, no cologne, loves pets. Parks his car and then forgets. Brinks truck right by the door, and he won't be going in that store. He's a man who's clean and germ-free. Tom lives by a code.
Everything right there. Yeah. All correct.
Wears the same clothes every day.
Yeah.
A safari outfit like Hemingway. Has kids with different baby mamas. Cause he loves the constant drama. I'm surprised by the love he's found. Cause Tom's gals don't usually stick around. He's a man who's clean and germ-free. Tom lives by a code. He does his own laundry every day. Has 7 children, knows all of the names. But when his babies graduate, Tommy G will be around 98, I think. Gas tanker, Tom won't pump.
No.
Public restrooms, he won't dump.
No, correct.
On the phone, no cologne, no pets. Parks his car right there, forgets he's a Brinks truck right by the door. Studio fade. And he won't be gone.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.